You've spent
Jesus Christ.
Bought this fucking cat bed for like 40 quid. Cool. It's amazing. It's really warm inside. She hasn't gone in it. She refuses to go in it. So she just sat shouting at me.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Welcome to Crosscast episode 130. I'm your host Alex, and joining me tonight for a very special top 10s episode, we have number one in the top 10 list of podcasting husbands. It's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Oh, that's nice. Hello.
Hello.
We also have number one in the top 10 list of Crocs wearers, Lewis.
That's me.
And number one in the top 10 list of pro clubs players most likely to play out of position, it's Dan.
Ooh.
I will take it.
If I understood that, that would have been a sick burn.
I know. Well, we had a different one and then Carl told me I'd get cancelled, so we changed it.
Must have been bad if Carl was telling you that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. How are we? It's been a wee while since I've done this. So nice to be back
good.
In the hot seat.
Good.
Thank you for doing it, so I don't have to.
What? No problem.
That's good podcast husbanding right there.
Yes. Delegation, I guess. So that's what you done earlier on today, Ben. Like, I can do this bit, but I don't want to do the whole thing.
Great impression.
That is
exactly how he sounds.
That was like my voice note.
Yeah. To load the dishwasher afterwards.
I did.
Good.
As I'm told all the time. So tonight we're going to have a quick look at the big game reveal trailer that was scheduled to happen today, but maybe happened a little bit early. A little bit pick up and play, and then we're going to revisit our top tens. And Ben's going to take us through that.
So,
as I mentioned first,
spicy.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 6 was scheduled to come out this afternoon as we record this, and some cunt went and leaked a little low-res trailer and forced everyone's plans to be ruined.
Kiboshed.
Yep. Yeah.
Did anybody watch the leaked one? I didn't watch the leaked one.
No.
Yeah.
Their announcement was funny though, where it was just like, it's leaked, so fuck it. Basically, they might as well have just said it. Shall I give you my? Go on, Ben.
I wonder if that was also. They had that contingency plan already. Like, all right, what happens if it leaks? Because, like, you never expect something to leak, do you? But given how leaky they have been over the last year or two, I wonder if they went, right, if worst comes to worst, we'll just do this. It's just, we'll never know.
No,
it was
bound
to leak. It was going to leak at some point. Yeah.
So, sorry, Dan, what were you going to say?
I was
working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
I was overstimulated by the trailer. There was too much going on. So Carl and I were having lunch today. He was in the chat, Carl. And basically, I came to the conclusion that as we've gotten games that are open world, and we've got like the best version of an open world or something brand new with like Zelda, like Horizon Zero Dawn, and then we've got like perfect JRPG in Persona 5 Royal. We've got Baldur's Gate 3, which is like perfect tactical game. The boundaries that we think we want aren't what we actually want, and I think we're going to be fucking overwhelmed by the amount of things that are in this game, because it feels jam-packed. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was watching it, I was like, the social media stuff, I was like, I'm fucking sick of that now. If anything, I was like disappointed they weren't going backwards. So instead, I'm getting bombarded by like it's fantastical stuff, but it's not that fantastical, because like you watch more I don't know, risky things on Instagram these days than some of the things that were getting shown. Like a girl twerking on top of a car. Yeah, I've seen that before. You know what I mean? It's a couple of scrolls on Instagram stories or what, or on TikTok. But it just felt overwhelming to me. It didn't feel... I definitely got a tone as in what they're going for. But in all, it was like, fucking up, there's going to be so much in this game. That's my first takeaway of it.
Interesting you mentioned that, because I think in the last game, one of the bits I didn't like was all the use of a phone.
Yeah.
It was I good just in, want to go.
It was good in four.
Run folk over. That's what the game's about.
Yeah, good in four.
Run that cunt over.
Yeah. Like, work with, was it Nico, where you're just getting the text now and again? Like, that's fine. I don't mind that. But for it to be so social heavy and almost like this living city that is so densely populated compared to any other game that I think we've ever played before. Like, I don't know. It just feels like it's going to be... Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It just feels different. It feels like it's going to be... We think we want this, but it won't actually be what we actually wanted. It'll be too realistic. It'll be too uncanny.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Because... And I think to that point, from however many years we are on now, even from GTA 5, we're in a very different world from when we were around when that came out and the landscape that was set around. And I thought the same as you. It was like so overwhelming with social media and stuff. I'm like, am I just watching TikTok here? Am I watching YouTube? Like, where's the actual like game in here? And like, and I'm not, GTA is not a game that I've ever really gelled with, and I think that goes back to like not having PlayStation roots, and the game's been PlayStation originally and stuff like that. It's never been a series I've ever really picked up on. But I watched the trailer and I thought, it's a good trailer, I can see what you're trying to do. And I think it's crazy how many people have watched it. I think when I went to look at it, it was like 64 million views or something ridiculous like that. I don't know what it didn't give me. I wasn't coming off the end of it like, oh my god, I need to play this game. Like, there was none of that in it for me personally.
One thing for me is that it's a shame that it got leaked. Anytime anything's leaked, it's a shame. Like, folk have worked for some fucking fanny to leak it. It's just, it's not right.
It's not right. Happens. But yeah, it's probably, it seems like the angle they're going down is, GTA has always been this, it's taking the piss out of culture, like pop culture. And it's a typical thing for like the biggest game in the world, the biggest game ever, to just be ruined by some little twat who just decides to leak it. That's almost like perfect. And all the social media stuff in this game, of course, that's what they're mocking modern America.
Yeah.
Like, they've got to do that. And how sort of vacuous and everything is in that world, and it's just going to be a complete piss take of that. So I think, as much as it's like, oh, so it's just incorporating social media stuff, it's like they have to. If you're doing a pastiche of the West in 2025, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a bunch of idiots posting themselves online, you know, pretending to be something they're not, whatever it is. So I don't know. I came away with it fairly impressed. I thought visually it wasn't what I was expecting at all. So the first few shots, I was like, oh, bloody hell, this is like a next-gen game. For some reason, I was expecting it to look like GTA of old.
Well, like Cyberpunk, something like that. Yeah. Top down,
you mean?
Yeah, top down. But it was, really good, and it looked like the evolution past Cyberpunk and stuff like that, with the character models and everything. So yeah, I don't know, I'm pretty, for someone that hasn't really, I didn't really enjoy 4, barely touched 5, this looks kind of interesting. I think
it's more GTA.
And you mentioned there 2025, so that seems to be one of the big takeaways from this, is kind of given that release, well, not release window, they've just said what year it's coming out, but a lot of people seem quite disappointed that it's 2025 and expected late 24. I think I always thought it was going to be 25. I don't know what you guys thought, because I think probably early 25, because they've given that financials guidance that FY25 is going to be huge, and that runs to what, end of March, I think, their year. And so probably early 25, which isn't that long away, really, given how fast time goes at the minute.
They're like stripping stuff out. Rockstar as well, pretty fucking sensible. Like the core teams seem very sensible in terms of like, right, we're going to get this out without online. This isn't going to be a PC release. It's just going to be console. We're absolutely not working on older generations. It's just going to be PS5 and Series X, or is this going to run on Series S? Is it all the Xboxes?
I'd imagine it'll be on S as well.
You reckon? Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. So, yeah, in terms of like hitting deadlines, I can't remember. Did 5 slip at any point? I don't think it did. I can't remember. Bear in mind, it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah. Probably did. But I think it's kind of what we expected, right? Yeah, it's a bit of a shame it's not coming next year, but, you know. Yeah. It will take us all of next year to play through all of this year's games anyway, so.
Appreciate I'm being a complete hypocrite, by the way, because I think when we saw the fake leak, I was like underwhelmed because I was like, oh, it's not got enough in it. And I thought, okay, they're not really going to do anything new. It's going to be very much like maybe a different engine underlying, like the same kind of GTA game, tap X to run kind of jobby. But I was like the other way around with this. I was like, I know Rockstar do a brilliant job of like bedding you into a game quite slowly and like getting you used to the story and the mechanics, and like even just like the opening missions they do were all about getting used to shooting, getting used to driving, getting used to kind of what the tone's going to be. I think literally the only thing I was disappointed by was just like a bombardment of information and things that I think you're going to be able to do in this game. And I know that's exactly why they've done it, because they need to keep people hot for it for the best part of a year and a half. But yeah, my only real takeaway was like, I don't know, I would have preferred to see more story and got me gripped on the couple, because I think I'm lukewarm on that as well. I don't know how you're going to get and convey that element of risk between the two people unless we're going to see more protagonists further down the line as well.
I think if their relationship changes throughout the game, I think that would probably be where the story would go, would be maybe they get, the richer they get, the... You know, it would be one of those, oh, we were so happy when we were poor and it was just us against the world, and now look at us. We've got everything and yet we're so far apart from each other.
I did get like a white man can't jump vibe. I was like, ooh, you know, that kind of storyline where that would be quite interesting, where they separate further down the line and then you're kind of against that character. But look, it's going to be phenomenal. There's no doubt about that at all. And the way it looks, like if that's in game, it's ridiculous. Like I think I saw some screens of the original Vice City next to the population and density in that bridge and just everything in the background. And like, it was just staggering in terms of what they're going to be able to do with that. But I wanted them to go backwards. That would have been something I would have dreamt of, like a proper GTA London or a 60s, 50s, you know, just a different era. They seem, it's so much fun when they've done that and gone back, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll get girls twerking on cars anyway. So,
well, that's the thing. They haven't, you know, the fear online was, oh, is it going to be a woke GTA? And there was tits and ass in every other shot, wasn't it? Still the same Rockstar. It's
you're not going to fuck about, and it's great. It's so well timed. If you know that stuff is there, but yeah, we'll see.
I'm sure we will see plenty more over the next 12, 15 months before it comes out. So see what more they have to bring. Move on to that bit, pick up and play quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go first because I'm really... Oh, actually, I will go first because I'm really boring this time. Not like last time where I was shamed again in all of my purchases, but I have bought absolutely nothing, unsurprisingly, given everything that I bought last time.
Nothing else to buy?
No, and I've played very little as well, to be fair. I've not had a lot of time. One thing I'm going to very quickly talk about one thing I've been playing, because I've tried to talk about this in the PSVR 2 podcast, I get shouted at, because I'm not allowed to talk about Quest on there.
PSVR.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's
fuck off.
CrossQuest.
He's thought of that. He hasn't just plucked that out of thin air. You've thought of that before, I could tell.
So one thing I've been playing, and this is like just my absolute idea of heaven at the minute, is Lego Bricktales VR. So this is just released on Quest, and I did play Lego Bricktales quite a wee while ago when it first came out on Xbox. So it's the one that's like all the little dioramas, and it's kind of little stories, and you are helping your grandpa restore this theme park through traveling through time and getting these fun bricks to bring cheer and all this. That's the kind of story behind it. But ultimately, my biggest gripe with that game at the time was the controls and how you had to build the Lego.
Yeah.
And that completely disappears in VR because you've basically got your two hands. Each hand's got a little dot on it which picks up the bricks. The thumbsticks rotate the bricks. You put them all in place, build all the little bits that you need to do, and it is absolutely lovely. Like, it's just such a nice time. It's all in mixed reality, so you could literally be sitting there playing it in the same room as someone else, and you know, you're sitting in a headset and look like a dick, but you could still sit there and be present in the room because you know what's going on. And you can see everything around you, and it's an absolute joy, if I'm totally honest. Like,
what's the other one? Lego Bricktales, what was the smaller
Builder's Journey,
that was it.
So it's, I would highly recommend anyone who has a Quest, particularly a Quest 3, to, and has any sort of interest in Lego, to pick this game up, because it is very, very good. It is at the minute. And I don't know, because it is purely mixed reality, whether it will go to some other platforms. So, I mean, you can play it in Quest 2 and Quest 3. I don't know if it will eventually, because PlayStation don't have any sort of mixed reality stuff at the minute. So I can't see them
got the capability
going in that
to,
direction. Well, it has a camera, so it could could do it. Whether they would choose to do it with the black and white cameras, I'm not sure.
True,
like
naff
black and white, wouldn't it? Either of you two, just slight tangent, either of you two remotely tempted by the Quest 3?
No, not at this point.
Me neither.
Like, I'm not. They were all in similar situations in terms of playing games at the moment, but I think the VR headset for me is like right at the back of the queue in terms of things that I want to play games on, because it's just even just a lower level commitment of putting on a headset to me at the moment. Like, no, I can't. So just like at the PS5, I switched it on the other day accidentally for the first time, and it had an update, and I was like, oh my God, like, when did I even switch this on? And it was when I was playing Spider-Man, like 2 weeks before Spider-Man 2 came out. So yeah.
Lewis checks. When was Dan last online?
I'll need to update.
Just pans to like a giant whiteboard with just a shitload of things on it. 6 hours. I think we're fine.
Yeah, 4 days ago. That. Okay. That's not so bad.
Okay.
Ben, an hour ago. Alex, 4 hours ago.
I always get notifications for you lot as well whenever you're on.
No, I wasn't. Was that on? I must have been. I think I was on the app 4 hours ago. I don't think I was on the console.
Still counts.
It's desperation on the app.
Still life.
You know what I mean? You need to be like, part of the ecosystem.
That is it. But yeah, so that's me. Not too much, to be honest. Lewis, we'll come to you next.
That's me. I've picked up nothing, unsurprisingly. I don't pick up anything these days. I've continued on with Tunic. Had I started Tunic last time, or I just picked it up?
You just bought it. I don't think
I just bought it. So I've played it. I've been trying not to look at the manual that was included, but I have done. Sorry, Max. You're right to be terrified that I'd looked at the manual, because in this world, there's a lot of things to be terrified, and that's one of them. For someone to look at a manual for a game. I had played it before. Played it. I've had to put hero mode on, whatever it's called, for the bosses, because it's too hard. I'm a busy man.
Not even I did that, Lewis.
Did you not? I thought you'd
well,
you
towards
you
the
put
end.
It on, you put it on at the start. Straight away through
story mode, technically.
So I put that on for the bosses. So I've got the 3 gems, and now I'm sort of walking around the ghosty place.
Nice.
So that's where I am. Still playing Baldur's Gate 3. I'm getting, I'm still enjoying it, but I'm getting annoyed at it as well. The autosave is...
That's shit.
Shocking.
Yeah.
And fair enough, folk can say, oh, you just need to get the habit of quick saving. No, this isn't 1995. Like, we're not used to games autosaving fairly frequently. If it saves in-game now, I know something's going to happen. That's what it does. It saves just before. But say I've been walking around, just seeing what I see, visiting a couple of places, ticking off some quests, investigating. Nothing, a battle doesn't happen. But then I die, something happens, and I end up getting my arse kicked. I go back to where I was. I don't know how many hours I've lost that game. I think my PS5 is telling me I'm at either 37 or 40 hours with the game open, but I think I'm around maybe 30-ish in-game or something. But I'd be more. I'd be at least 4 hours ahead of that if I didn't have to go back. And I can't remember what it was. I was going through the... So it started Act 2. And I was investigating. I was doing quite well. And then something happens. You see... what happened with me was I was sort of hiding in a house, and this big spidery man came past, and it was like, you want to attack now or hide? And I was like, retreat into the darkness. And so I passed the check, and it was fine. But then I stumbled upon them a little further down. I was like, I'll be fine. This is the sort of beginning stages of this area. I just got absolute pounding, and I died. I was like, fuck this. I've got better things to be doing with my time than replaying bits and pieces. Anyway, so...
But did you save before you did that? Did you? Like, you decided you were going to chase up the spidery guy, right?
Well, I've seen that.
Did you save prior to
I saved it at that point, but I think it was after that. I basically lost an hour and 15 minutes of progress.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
And then, no. So I've just remembered exactly what happened. I saved, got killed by those folk. I was like, right, I'll go a different way, because I'd saved just before that battle. So I doubled back on myself, and then ended up finding my way, kicked a little kid's head in. That was great fun. Killed his parents. Great. Then found my way to the end of the mountain pass. And it was like, you're going to go to a different area. I was like, fine, I'll go back here and I'll see what's what. I'll go back to the mountain pass, just because I hadn't done it. And got absolutely fucking annihilated by a group of things at the very end of the mountain pass where I'd come from Act 2 back. And I'd lost all the time, including killing the kid and his parents, which he's now alive again, which isn't good. I'll have to go and do that again. So I'd lost all that progress, and I was like, I'm going to go and do something else.
What do you want for Christmas? Fate!
So I skipped all that progress. I didn't bother with it again, but I warped back to the start of the mountain pass, so I'm going back through that, because I've not done any of that, like Githyanki, Kresh, that nice area, because I went through the Underdark. But I'm still enjoying it, but fuck, it's got a lot of frustrations in it.
Interesting.
Did you, in the Underdark, like towards the end of that, did you do the whole, is it Grimforge
bit? Mm.
And there's a guy trapped in the cave behind the rubble. Did you get that bit?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay. Don't worry.
Near, that guy's name is, I think.
Yeah. Did you manage to get him out?
Yeah.
So I didn't get him out. So I just thought, bollocks to this. Went and did something else. And when I came back, he had suffocated. Oh, well, that was easy. And everyone else had died as well around there. So
that seems
to be my trajectory with Baldur's Gate 3. It's just leave stuff and people will all kill each other, and then you don't have to do anything. So interesting like that.
And another frustrating thing happened actually during that battle. So my character was standing next to the lava and someone pushed him in.
I hate that.
He was lying there dead. But I didn't have any of the scrolls to resurrect the resurrection or revival, what they're called. So I had to go and find a merchant to buy some off. So I was like, God's sake, I've got to leave him toasting away inside this lava. Be back in 5 minutes to get this to get this scroll. But anyway, it's I am enjoying it, but there is frustrations with the overall gameplay. I guess not gameplay. Who's my romance option, Carl? It's Karlach, who Ben has killed.
Karlach. Again, purely accidentally.
Is that a devil woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I did something that obviously rubbed her the wrong way, and then I couldn't recruit her when I found her. She was like, "Well, I'm not joining you. You're a dick." So I was like, "Fine."
You let that guy.
My only option was to just.
That was it.
And you got a mate that kills kids.
My only option was to just leave her, because every time I went to speak to her, she just went, just fuck off. Literally just said, fuck off.
Yeah,
she's great. So it's just like, right, I'm going to attack you then. Just killing her, and now I walk around with her head in my knapsack. It's a memento. So there you go. Knapsack.
How many people at MCM Comic Con do you reckon go up to like the actors? I killed you in my game. You're just you're a head in my sack.
Can we have a picture?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
I have started Baldur's Gate 3 finally on PlayStation, but I've only played a few hours, so I'm very, very far behind. At least I've made it farther in the PlayStation than I made on PC, so that's progress.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Daniel, what about you?
I'm not going to say what I've picked up. I'll wait till next week, because I still don't believe it's going to happen. So that's not fate. Curse fate in any way. What else have I picked up recently? I got... what have we spoken about? I got The Witcher 3 Ultimate Edition on PS5 because it was dirt cheap during Black Friday. So that arrived. I think that's pretty much it for games.
Does that come with it?
Cross save on that as well, across all platforms. Yeah. So you can literally play it on PlayStation, PC, Xbox, Switch, and it's all the same version now.
Just like the idea
Switch version.
In the PS5.
Yeah. They got the next gen update a couple of days ago.
So yeah, quite excited by that.
Did it come with anything, Dan? Sorry,
I haven't opened it yet. Still, because the original one came with shitload of stuff, didn't it? Stickers and like a little guide and everything. So I'll
knee patch.
It did. Yeah, it did feel light. So I'm going to assume not. But you know what? I'll open it in a minute when we're talking. I'll go and grab it very quickly. I'm going to talk a little bit about Marvel Snap again, just because I've been playing that alongside FIFA, but. Like, there's been like a new meta introduced into Marvel Snap. Yeah, again, they do it pretty much every season. There's a new season today as well, so I haven't seen too much of what's in the new one. But I think it's a great point to kind of jump into that game if it didn't really gel with you maybe a year ago when it first came out. The reason being, it's the win rate in that game is like 60% max if you're a elite player. So the probability of you winning games and getting hooked on it is probably better now than it was 6-7 months ago, because they just seem to have balanced out the cards really, really well. Yeah. So if you stick to a specific discipline, whether it's a destroy build or whether you're discard or whatever it might be, you will tend to win a lot more games. And I think the actual fun of that game will sink in a lot better. So I've been playing that. My collector level is 9,500. And I've seen a couple of like high-level Snap players now on Twitch that have got a very similar level to me, some below it. And I'm like, I'm probably playing this game a little bit too much. But I'm playing it every day. I played it every day for a year now. And I think I played at least enough to get the daily rewards on it every day.
Was there not news that it's going to get closed down?
Yeah.
What was that?
They came out and they said, what's the... publisher, isn't it, who were basically shutting down a load of houses.
Yes, I think it's one of them. They're part of, I think, either the publisher or something's part of Embracer. Embracer are coming around, and but they're saying Marvel Snap is fine, but some of the other studios around that are being like closed by Christmas or something, I think it was.
Yeah, there was a bit of a story that came out associated to it, whether it's from Embracer or not, I'm not sure, but saying as whilst it's been a critical darling, it's not been a commercial success, which I can see, because it gives you so much for free, that game. There is no need to buy a battle pass. There's been a couple of months where I haven't bought the battle pass, which is rare for me. You know, it's a tenner, but you get usually whatever new card there is for that meta, and you get a load of like, free shit. As, well, not free shit, but you get free gold, and you get free credits to be able to spend in the game as well. But there's absolutely no need because it's so generous with what it gives you. So yeah, other than their development team being fucking annoying, that is an absolute stellar game. So if you've got an opportunity to dive into it, please do. Other than that, I've been playing clubs, a lot of clubs with Carl, Phil, and also Matt. Alex, you missed. We need your goal scoring prowess.
It's been a wee while. Yeah.
We need you to come back because we are playing nice now. Everyone's very civil. Carl's actually passing the ball. I think he's the top assister in the club now, which is something. It's good that he's top of something, finally. So yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. I'm getting a hankering for playing more games, so I'm probably going to restart Baldur's Gate 3. I did, pulled the trigger the other day on buying some PlayStation Store credit on Lewis's recommendation to get Alan Wake 2 on the PlayStation Store, so I'm going to pick that up. And I really, really want to finish Tears of the Kingdom as well before we get to our Game of the Year battle later this month. There you go.
It's Benjamin, I'm coming to you last because I know one of the things you've been playing and I really want to hear about it.
Ah, I see, I see.
Sell him.
I'm trying to think. I haven't picked up anything.
I picked any shit? No.
No, like Dan, I've ordered some shit, but it's not here yet, so. Next time. Windows laptop. There we go. A PC. A filthy, filthy PC.
How's it been?
Which
it
is...
How's it been? Because you've had it a week. Are you
all right? I like it. Yeah. I actually really like it, yeah. I'm quite surprised how clean and, you know, efficient and everything is. Kind
you
of
just wait until you get McAfee installed. But I'll sort you.
Your license has expired. Do you want to review it? No, fuck off.
It's weird. It's like a... something quite liberating about starting completely from scratch with something. You're like, right, I'm going to be really organized. All my folders are going to be really neat. I'm only going to have the apps that I absolutely need and everything else. And just being like, it's just like a clean slate. It feels nice. It's
this
nice.
This is peak. Yeah. You need to get a job. Feel like everything's really neat. The house is neat. I've color coordinated all my books, just like Laurie. Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. It seems to, I tried a little bit of Persona 5 Tactica on it. Seems to run that fine on you know, it's not the most taxing game in the world, but that's not really what I got it for. And I did buy FTL on Steam as well because I really like Into the Breach and I know that's their previous game, so
fuck the liberals.
Fuck the liberals.
Fuck that, Lewis.
Faster than light, I
thanks
believe. That's good. But yeah, main thing I have played this week. I did play on Alex's recommendation, Goodbye Volcano High. Played and finished that, and that is fucking lovely.
Is it? What did you play it on?
Yeah. On the PlayStation Portal. I haven't played... I haven't touched the Switch or the Xbox since the Portal arrived, I'm afraid.
I'm happy you said that. Okay, so... Yeah.
It's getting
Alex's
a lot
recommendation...
Of
yeah, don't believe he's the one that picked it for his fantasy critic. Hawks' recommendation.
But yeah, that's a really good game and really...
Lovely.
I know, yeah, I know.
Great story and everything. Great visuals, great music.
Great good handheld, game. I guess, as well.
Yeah, perfect handheld. But also what is a perfect handheld game is Chants of Senar, which I've played and finished and platinumed in the last week.
Wow.
Because I loved it. So much. How much have you guys heard of this game?
Very
much.
I have.
Much? You've heard it. Lewis, you heard much about it?
First I heard of it was watching the video in your tweet and saying, oh, yes. Spoiler.
No point in playing that. yeah, that's really terrible, actually. So it's, what is it? How would you describe it? It's a puzzle game. Kind of a puzzle slash adventure game where you are going about deciphering languages from different symbols that you find in the world. So it's a little bit tunic-y in a way. in that respect. But eventually, you know, you'll find a symbol, and or someone will just go, ah, like that, hold their hand up, and a little speech bubble will come up, and you can kind of ascertain, oh, all right, that probably is a greeting. So you can type that in your little notebook to go, okay, that symbol means greeting. Hmm. And then when you encounter a few more people doing it, and you can kind of guess, all right, well, that's definitely that.
And so it's then got a notebook in it, which is a key.
Yeah, it's got a notebook in it.
10 out of 10. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a notebook. Yeah. Ooh, I'm in.
Done.
And you're filling out that notebook as you go through the world, and it'll have like a symbol for like hello, and then you put in what symbol you think it is. So it'll just have someone waving on the page, and you put the symbol that you think hello is. And if you match the whole two pages, it'll lock that in as, okay, you've deciphered those ones, basically.
Do you get an affirmation to go, you're right, or is it just you might be wrong?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you're basically just filling out this journal, and there's four or five different languages, as different levels of the tower that you go up, and all of them are kind of interconnected, and the languages get more complex, and the level of civilization on each level gets more complex and more developed. So, you know, at the start they're like just regular people, and as you go further up the tower, there's like bards and alchemists and everything else, and it's just, so you're learning, you've gone from like learning hello, goodbye, open, close, to like learning formula, different numbers, things like that. It's very clever, and it's one of those puzzle games that just makes you feel like a fucking genius when you solve it, which is just brilliant. You're like, how am I so goddamn clever? And obviously the game is spoon feeding you to help you with that. But yeah, it's just, it's brilliant. It's one of the best games I've played this year. I quite easily say that.
It's cool. high off bangers. My list. It's probably next on my list.
And it's pretty cheap. I think it's like £15.
£14.99, yeah.
Yeah. Just one of those that's a bit of a sleeper hit. I can see this becoming a cult classic in years to come. So check it out now. Get it while it's hot.
They should do it with real languages to help people learn.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Why not? he means hello.
He means hello. No, it means all right.
But no, it's just really clever. It's hard to describe it without getting too sort of spoilery and complex, but it's just one of them that is just lovely and smart, wicked smart.
What's the? I'm trying to think. That's just thinking of that spoiler video you put on Twitter. What's the art style?
Which one? It's kind of saberly.
That's what I thought. Sort of,
That's the best way I can describe it, I think. Low poly pastel shades.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Lovely. Everything about it. Presentation, story, you sort of obviously infer from what's going on in the world. 5 out of 5.
Wow.
Great bald heads.
Five ball tickets.
Well, thank you, Ben. And will we move on from one of your favourite games of the year to some of our favourite games of all time?
Ooh, segue.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll pass over to you, Benjamin.
Please do. Yeah, so this is... What was last year? We went through and we decided our top 10 games of all time, both individually and as a group. It was the four of us, Mark and Laurie. I think we were the only ones that contributed. But what we wanted to do, we've been speaking about this for the last several episodes, is trying to get them, kind of reassess them, taking this year, what's been a fantastic year for games, into consideration. How has that affected those top 10 lists of ours from last year, if at all? But yeah, just thought that was something interesting, worth revisiting. So I guess there's a couple of different ways we could do it, but I think first thing we could do is, shall we just go through Yeah, let's go through everyone's quickly from last year, just as a little refresher. So, Dan,
an amuse-bouche
from 10 to 1, yours were Tony Hawk 1, GoldenEye, Dungeon Keeper, Pokemon Yellow, God of War 2018, GTA 3, Elden Ring, Final Fantasy 9, The Witcher 3, and Breath of the Wild. Alex, 10 to 1, yours were Yakuza Like a Dragon, Forza Horizon 3, Ori and the Blind Forest, Psychonauts 2, Halo, Super Mario 3, Breath of the Wild, Elden Ring, Tetris Portal 2. Mine, and I'm just doing these in order, Lewis, it's not favouritism. 10 to 1 were...
I've got them here, so I'm just corroborating that you're not making up.
Okay, no, Ben,
no slight changes in there.
Mine were Streets of Rage 2, Dragon Quest 11, God of War, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Shadow of the Colossus, Mario World, Tetris, A Link to the Past, Breath of the Wild, Elden Ring, and Lewis's. Officially, go on, you tell us yours then, Lewis.
No, I've closed it now.
Fire Emblem Three Houses, Portal 2, Lilac Wars, Mario World, Majora's Mask, Disco Elysium, Control, Hollow Knight, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and Breath of the Wild at number one.
Wow.
Strong lists all round. Strong lists all round. So, obviously, probably been a bit of movement. I reckon the best... Should we do our 10? Should we each go around and do our 10, and then do our 9, and then do our 8, take it in turns?
Oh, nice choice.
Would that be nice?
That'd be nice.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Dan, let's start with you. Give us your number 10.
It's a new 10.
Ooh.
Firewatch. Oof. I forgot it off my original list, and I absolutely adored that game. Man. So of all the things to forget. So I did make a list of all the things that I forgot that I wanted to then put into my top 10, which I did on the bus home before for you all. So, yeah, Firewatch.
Nice. Firewatch. Good one. Yeah, that was I don't think we even mentioned it back in...
No, not at all.
When we first did this. But yeah, I remember... I always associate that game with you.
Thank you.
As well.
Thanks, Ian.
So, yeah. Good shout.
Cheers, mate.
Good shout.
Thank you.
You've got the physical of that now as well, haven't you?
I have. And I've got some artwork by Ollie Moss as well. The little Breath of the Wild print.
Lovely.
Very happy with that.
Alex, let's come to you next. Number 10.
I'm looking at mine going,
this. My number 10 spot is probably the most contested because there's a few games I want to put in that number 10 spot that wouldn't go any further up the line, but I feel like I want in my list. And it's like Masternoid is very nearly getting that.
Is it really?
That's not even a joke. It's very, very, very nearly in that because how much I speak about that game and talk about that game and love that game is genuine. Like, I genuinely love that game.
We know. Yeah. We know.
I'm going to give it to Starfield.
No.
Ooh. That's interesting. So
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I loved Starfield. Like, absolutely loved it. Like, more than I've ever loved any sort of game like that. And I know it maybe didn't land for a lot of people in the way, but just like that game landed, it made me play a game on a PC, which I've never done. And every moment of it, I loved.
Playing Starfield made me remember how much I loved Fallout 3. So that made its way into got in at number 19 as a new entry in my list. So,
playing Starfield sort of reminded me how much I like going outside and not playing video games. jokes aside, I'm surprised it's not higher, if anything, Alex.
No.
I thought it would be on your list, but I thought it would be further up there.
And it was between that, Masternoid, and God of War Ragnarok, because that was another game which for God of War didn't really gel with me. Well, it did. I enjoyed God of War, but Ragnarok I loved like so much better than God of War. And it,
yeah.
But it just, Starfield just nabbed that number 10.
need to remind ourselves you're still a baby, really, when it comes to gaming, because you haven't got like a... I know you've got Mario 3 and stuff on your old list, but admittedly, I think you fell in love with gaming in the last 3-4 years, haven't you? More so than what you had with the...
Hey, it all came back to me around lockdown time. That was when everything kind of started. There was a big period, like, in the middle that didn't exist. There's a lot of stuff that I missed over time.
Yeah, cool.
So my number 10 is it's a mover. It's come down.
Oh,
so it was on the list previously, but it's been knocked down, and that is Dragon Quest 11.
Okay,
so not a particularly interesting one because it was already on the list, but it's had to make space.
I have also felt that need.
Same.
So what's yours, Lou? Number 10.
My number 10 is Inscription.
Oh, what a shout that is. Choice. I forgot about that. Shit. Right. That's a great one. Why? Yeah. Why number 10? I didn't realize you liked it that much.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed my time with it. Some may even say that it took number 10 as Alex was speaking there. It's just one of those games that whilst I was playing it, I was like, it's that Hollow Knight thing, trying to figure out what's going on, and like the story being drip-fed, it being quite dark and dreary, ticks all the Lewis Wilson boxes, really. I'm looking on Etsy for cards, like for the Stoke card, and just trying to accumulate some shite to plaster around like my desk or something. It's just one of those that I wanted it to. I don't want a game to go on forever, but I almost didn't want it to end. Does make any sense? But I liked what they did. I liked how each act changed. I liked the live action aspects of the sort of the developer investigating into a game called Inscription and the story that was being told via the video camera, the discoveries. It's really clever. Really, really clever.
For someone who has just had a pop at me for posting spoilers,
I know, I was just literally thinking about spoilers because I'm like, I tried to start playing this game again 2 days ago.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm like...
I'm not
giving away any real spoilers. There's a story a story unravels, Alex. There was your spoiler.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so all those tens are different then. So what has been shifted out of the top 10 to make space for that number 10?
So I shifted 2 out. So Tony Hawk's Pro Skater has moved to 12, but a new entry is Marvel Snap at 11 as well for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Stupid. So my 10 was Streets of Rage 2, and that's just come out of the equation now. Because as much as I love it, it's just...
Yep.
Ain't no space.
Yeah, my 10 dropped out as well. Yakuza like a Dragon. Although I loved that game. Actually, I'm not sure if something else might have dropped because I'm still can't convince that Master Noise shouldn't be in this list. Like,
okay, still doing the math.
For me, it was Three Houses, one of 4 games to drop.
Fucking hell. Savage.
Oof.
Savage.
Oof.
All right, Dan, number 9.
Number 9, Goldeneye. So that's
okay.
Stayed. I think it's dropped, but still... in the top 10.
Yeah.
So
it was number 9 last time. So
everybody's like, we play Perfect Dark, it's the best. I don't give a shit. I loved Goldeneye. I loved the film. It was the first new Bond, I think when we were all younger, and I was like, Pierce Brosnan was my guy. So that game came out and I played that every Tuesday at youth club. And then when I got an N64 for Christmas, I got it and I played it on that to death with my friends. So fuck you.
Big old blockhead Sean Bean in that as well.
That's it. Bit harsh on God.
Alex, number 9.
Master Knight.
Hey!
That's it. Fucking hell.
I think I would be doing myself. I wouldn't be being honest with myself if I didn't put it on there.
I mean, in terms of like the amount of hours you've put into it, and the sheer joy that you get from it,
sheer mastery.
You don't know how many hours I've put into it on the quest.
Still,
like so. I mean, I'm playing it on two platforms as well. I like that just to chase leaderboards. That
at the same time.
Yeah, one hand on each. You only need one hand. But so yeah, that's replaced and essentially replaced Psychonauts 2 is the other game that's dropped out.
Okay. Well, I think that's sensible. yeah, that's an interesting choice. First VR entry.
Yeah.
2023.
Yeah. Crazy year. My number 9 is. Again, moved down, Super Mario World.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that has shifted down a fair bit, actually, because it was number 5.
Mm.
So it's dropped from 5 to 9. I think part of that is the recontextualizing it in the wake of Mario Wonder and thinking, yeah, probably... I don't know. I probably enjoyed Wonder more, maybe. But then the nostalgia and how perfect Mario World was at the time is obviously doing a lot of heavy lifting there as well. So, yeah, kept it on the top 10, but it's dropped down to 9, which I think is reasonable. Lewis, what about you?
Number 9, a new entry at 9. Elden Ring.
Should have been the end of us.
Yeah, it really should.
Yeah. Yeah, so that has shifted Portal 2.
Just entirely. Ejected
it. It has moved it.
It's gone.
Okay.
Interesting. Where was Elden Ring not in your top 10 last year?
It was top 20 somewhere.
Because you've said this year that you're sort of, the further you get from it, the more fond...
maturing nicely, yeah.
Yeah, that's the word.
Think one of them. Weird little stories in that game, and I just like flashed to it. Like the first time you saw that troll on top of the bridge in the castle, I remember that feeling. Ooh.
Yeah,
and then overcoming that further down the line, I was like, oh yeah.
So it's one of those,
and to them trolls then becoming like the things you would just farm a whole field of them.
Yes.
That one bit at the top, and you're just going around, you're not going to get them again. Come on.
Or the one on the beach as soon as you turn left.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out, and you're like, fuck.
It's one of those games that I guess you can't say for all of them that you wish you could play again for the first time.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's been a big... And we'll come to this later on, but that's been a big factor in mine, is thinking, which of these do I actually feel like I want to play again? Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably been the biggest deciding factor on why I've changed things around a little bit. Good. Okay. Dan, number 8.
Dungeon Keeper 2.
So Dungeon Keeper was your number 8 last time.
I thought it was 2. I've got 2 on my list, so whether or not I've changed it recently, I can't look at it. I could probably look on the edits on the note, but... Dungeon Keeper 2 was the one that I've got there.
I thought you'd just gone, actually, I prefer the sequel.
Yeah, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, straightforward, great game, Bullfrog at its best, before they got bought out by EA and fucked over.
That reminds me of another pickup I got.
Fucked over?
Theme Park. The old Theme Park. PC.
Oh, what game?
Yeah.
I
remember it being amazing, but then I fired it up on this screen. I was like, oh my god, that's
grotesque.
Disgusting. Ugh, take it off. Alex, number 8.
Forza Horizon 3 is still there. I don't know if it was number 8, but it's still in the list. Kind of had to be.
I can tell you it was number 9 before. So it's
gone up.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Forza Horizon 3. Yeah.
Well, it could be anyone, to be fair. But...
they're all perfect, aren't they? Yeah. so my number 8. Oh, it's a hot new entry. And it is, similar to yours, Lewis, Slay the Spire.
I was thinking about that game before. Need to play that again. What a game.
And yeah, getting back to that point about just thinking about this in terms of get what games I want to play, what games I want to replay. I've started this on the PlayStation for the first time last night, just playing it on the Portal, and did a few runs, ended up getting to the end of a run just before starting this as well for the first time on the PlayStation, which I think is the point that Dan got to when he was like, I'll finish this. he played it once. So he was like, yeah, it's a good game. Rolled credits.
My fault.
When did you get to...
I finished it, but I did it in like two runs. I was like, all right, okay, great game. And that was it. Maybe after playing it for 3 hours. And Ben was like,
yeah,
no, you need to go back and play it again. And I was like, no, it was a good game. 9 out of 10. I know.
But yeah, it is a brilliant game. And it's one of those, it's like a proper comfort game where I just want to chill out and I can play it. I don't have to have the sound on. I can just play it and almost like watch a bit of TV at the same time and just play that, and I fucking love it. So yeah, that's my number 8. Lewis.
Number 8. My number 8 is Portal 2. Moved up 1.
Ooh. Moved up 1.
Mm.
Why?
Why? Mm. Don't ask me that. Don't want to ask me that question. I have no idea. It's just the way everything felt.
Where it landed.
As I was randomly dragging things around in GG.
I do need to play that properly. One day. Okay. Well, we've all said lots about Portal 2. We know there's supposed to be good. Dan. Number 7.
That was the best game, was it not? Portal 2?
Yeah.
Elden Ring was the best game, wasn't it?
It was, I think.
No.
Aggregated the highest.
Yeah.
It was definitely Portal 2.
Number 7, no, Persona 5 too. Royal. And that was mine.
Yeah. Was that in your list before?
Yes, it was. So it was Persona 5, but I put the definitive version on there.
Yeah.
Not finished it still, because I don't want to. And I'm still like, I have that horrible feeling of, I don't want to complete it. So
yeah,
I'm still hovering around, well, I think, the 70 to 80% mark, but it's one that I'll play on the PlayStation.
Yeah. It's a great handheld game.
Yes, it is.
For sure. P5 Royal. Good choice. Alex, number 7.
Bit of a faller. Breath of the Wild.
Mm. Ooh, that's a big fall.
And
a big fall.
I think the fact that I've still not managed to put Tears of the Kingdom into my Switch, never mind play it, kind of says to me that maybe I didn't love it as much as I thought I did.
I think Tears of the Kingdom has damaged is not the right word, but so what I was saying before about the GTA trailer, we're getting more of the same. Like Ragnarok to me was more of the same. It just didn't inspire anything new in me, and I was like, a little bit about more of the same. So yeah, I can see why Breath of the Wild's dropped a bit.
Fair. That's Alex's number 7. My number 7 is it stayed holding fast at number 7. Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Still a damn perfect game, if you
that
ask
is good.
Me.
I can send that one for the top 10.
And it's definitely got that. Oh, I could play that again.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Do your
late music.
Do your impression.
I can't. It's been too long. I don't think I can remember how to do it.
I think I asked you that same thing last time when you said Ori.
Too long. You probably did. But I don't remember now. Moving on then, Lewis, your number 7.
New entry at 7. So earlier on, I messaged you guys about recency. Sorry, was that loud? Recency bias. But this is one I think is probably going to maybe go up the list as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Alan Wake 2.
Oh, that is recent.
That's very, very recent.
Very recent.
That's why I was like, But again, it needs to reflect how I feel now.
It's not in... It does, Lewis.
People have said it is the best survival horror game ever. So for that to be a, I don't know, a moniker of how good that game is, similar to all the other things, I can see why it's on a top 10 list.
So good.
Yep.
And I will replay it. I think New Game Plus is going to come out tomorrow at the announce at the Game Awards, and I'll be replaying it. New Game Plus.
Jeff Keighley.
Straight away.
Yeah.
4 in the morning.
Wow, that is some dedication.
Yep. You know what I'm like.
How long was it? About like 15 to 20 hours?
No, actually 22. Yeah, 22 hours.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. You're on like a proper mode?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Well, you need to spend your time enjoying what you're doing. I could spend 22 of those hours replaying bits of Baldur's Gate, but I'll decide to play it.
Yeah, very fair. Dan, you're number six.
God of War 2018.
Ooh.
Perfect action RPG.
Can't really argue with that. Oh, well, Lewis, you probably could if you want to.
Yeah, shake hack and slash.
I would.
Oh dear. So that is that's holding its place at number six. That was number six last year for you, Dan. So
I'm consistent.
Congratulations, God of War.
Well done.
Do you think you will get stuck into Ragnarok?
Yes.
Or do you think that ship has passed now?
I think that is a Christmas game for me. And I think
it's such a Christmas game.
Couple
that's
of days off
shelf.
Throwing myself into it. Hopefully it'll finally gel. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It will.
Thank you.
Yeah, I played it. I took a couple of days off and played it just like non-stop for a couple of days, and it was...
It's one of those games, isn't it? I remember when playing 2018, pre-kids, and when Soph went away for a couple of days, and I just blitzed through it in a weekend and literally sat there and just ordered takeaway every day, and I don't think I moved. I think I showered for like 3 days to play that game. So, yeah.
That's the dream. That's the gamer dream.
It really is.
Cool. Alex, number six.
This is a little bit of a substitution, but it's already in the Will of the Wisps.
Oh.
Because it was
Blind Forest. Because you had Blind Forest, didn't you?
Yeah. But I think on reflection, it was far more of a nostalgic thing about Blind Forest than it was about the quality of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Will of the Wisps, I enjoyed the game more, whereas Blind Forest was the game that kind of brought me back to games. But I do think that it's Will of the Wisps that should be there.
God damn. Okay, mine. Again, a non-mover holding at number six is Shadow of the Colossus. And which I played on that third-party PS4 controller that I got from Asda that I shared in the Patreon group earlier. I love that game. I, again, would happily replay that over and over again. It's just one of those that I really do recommend anyone has a good crack at. It's just a lovely game. Before we move on to the top five each, Dan, we were just talking about God of War 2018 there. That is one that's dropped off my list entirely.
Okay.
Because, again, in the wake of playing Ragnarok, I think I preferred Ragnarok. I certainly played through it. Like, I blitzed through Ragnarok, whereas 2018 I was like, oh, I played a bit, come back to it a few months later, play a bit more. And it made me think, actually, I preferred the big ensemble cast and how bombastic Ragnarok is compared to how tight and compact 2018 was. And it just made me think there's a lot of other action games like that that I probably prefer that aren't even in my top 10. So it just made me kind of go, love it. Still definitely would be in the top 20, but I just think, it doesn't quite have the same sheen to it now, having played better versions of that same sort of game since, I guess.
I think that's why I've stopped playing it, because I'm worried about the same thing. But the same thing happened with me with Uncharted and the Tomb Raider games. So I think those two games are amazing. But if you were to consider 1 to 4 of Uncharted and whatever the equivalent is for Tomb Raider, as one game, it'd probably be on most people's top 10, but it's just, I don't know, it's like the Far Cry effect, isn't it? Like, you just get so many of that one thing that it almost dilutes how much you enjoy it. So, yeah.
Yep. So there we go. Cool. Lewis, did you give your number 6?
No, I never.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the first faller that stayed in the list.
Ooh.
Control, number 6.
Fallen, you say? From grace.
Yes.
Fallen. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Oh, I've just made some space elsewhere, that's all.
Have you played Quantum Break?
Yes.
Have you played every Remedy game? Is there anything missing from your repertoire that you need to go back and play?
I played the Max Payne games.
You ever play 3?
Way back when. No, that wasn't Remedy though, was it? Was that not EA?
Oh no, yeah, you're right. He was bald, isn't it?
I played Max Payne 1 and 2, like on the PC. I can't remember on the Xbox, whatever it was. I definitely played it way back in the day. Maybe it was Max Payne 2. But this last couple of weeks, I actually lied. There's one other game that I played. I tried to play Max Payne on the PlayStation 5. Oh, Jesus. It's
not rough. Yeah.
It is rough as a major arse.
Okay. Well, Control still very much in the top 10.
Still there, yeah.
Good to see. Still time. Dan, number 5.
New entry.
Ooh.
Which is, yeah, rare for a top 5. Tears of the Kingdom.
Ooh,
really?
Yeah, I know. So,
wowzers.
Still absolutely adore this game, and completely in admission that is more of the same of Breath of the Wild. Even though there's new mechanics, new ways to interrogate the world that you're in, the different dimensions, the verticality of it, I absolutely just loved every part of it. And I think it's a wonderful game. And again, similar to Persona 5 Royal, I don't want to finish it. I'm at that part where I need to go and find Ganondorf, but I just don't want to. So I've just been exploring the world and taking my time and, yeah, trying to understand everything about it, find all its secrets. I think it's been a bit of a shroud at how much stuff online there's been, you know, in terms of people creating content. And saw a video the other day where somebody's replicated Godzilla in Tears of the Kingdom, like literally all of a trailer for Godzilla. And I think that kind of masked the improved story compared to Breath of the Wild. And then also the fact that they fleshed out the world considerably compared to Breath of the Wild as well. So yeah, it's growing on me, that game, I think.
Very good. I need to get back to it at some point.
Have you touched it since you dropped off?
Nope.
No?
No.
It's gone on PlayStation.
Which? Yeah. Give me some trophies. And I think I was the same with Breath of the Wild, though. I'm pretty sure I had a massive break going back to that and finishing. So not too concerned. Alex, what about you, number 5?
I've got another new entry. Apparently.
God damn.
And I don't know how, I really don't know why this wasn't on my first list. I really need to maybe go back and listen and see. But Citizen Sleeper.
Oh, really? Okay, it's interesting.
Good choice. That's a fucking shout.
Because when I played this game, I think I went on and on and on about this game when I played it. It absolutely loved, and this game that resonated with me. The story was amazing. The gameplay mechanics were like the risk and reward. Everything about it was just so, so good. And I think it's one of the sequel to this game. It's certainly one of the games I'm most looking forward to for next year. But I genuinely don't know why this wasn't on the last time and whether it was timing or what, but it should have been there and it should have been quite higher.
I think it was timing because I think you were playing it around about the time that I did my top 10 list.
Right.
So that would have been like a few weeks after.
Because I went back through everything, like I finished last year and this year, and I was like, and I'm just looking at it like, why on earth is that not on my list? But it must have been timing then.
It's bloody good. It is really good.
I dropped off it, but for no apparent reason. That's one of the ones I need to go back to.
Yeah, that's a real you game as well.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
That's a perfect for Portal game.
It's kind of weird.
It's like, not many people like it.
It's like Disco Elysium in space. Good shout, Alex. That's a cool choice.
Do you know what it reminds me of? I said this, actually. I'm about to repeat myself. I mentioned it on the podcast we recorded last year at the bar in EGX when I was like, what's that game called? Oh, a robot called Charlie or whatever it is. Reminds me a lot of that. Was it Dim Day Red? It was at EGX in 2022. The one that I think, Dan, you'd seen it and then you came to find me. I think you interviewed the guy. Remember the guy had like his glasses. He only had one leg on his glasses, the developer. Do you remember who I'm talking
about?
It's
just not like a fever dream you've had. He's naked from the waist down. And vaguely remember.
Anyway.
No fucking idea what you're talking about. My number five is moving down like this. Tetris. Not really much we need to say about Tetris. It has moved down though on my list. Dan, number four.
You know what, my number five? You'd like to do this deliberately.
I keep missing numbers.
It's been so selfish.
Sorry, it's number five.
Another faller. Falling by, wait there. How many? Two. Hollow Knight.
Ooh.
Wow.
3 to 5.
Growth.
Wow, wow, wow. That is
surprise.
That's a big drop.
Still top five.
Any particular reason why? Did you toss and turn with that? Or are you quite happy to push it down?
At this particular moment in time, I'm happy.
Okay.
But you know, it's like these lists will change by tomorrow.
Yeah. On the topic of Hollow Knight, I did check in with Mark about any movers and shakers on his list. And he did say, having replayed Hollow Knight this year, it's his new GOAT.
Oh, really?
From anyone else, I would assume means greatest of all time. But from Mark, who knows what that stands for.
Yeah. So it's gone from 2 to 1.
Looks a bit like a GOAT, doesn't he?
He's
like stoked.
He's all eating paper. Yeah, always eating paper. Always hiding under bridges.
Nibbles fingers.
No, that's not right. And he said he would add Tears of the Kingdom somewhere to replace Breath of the Wild.
Okay, can see that.
So interesting. Straight swap. Controversial. While we are just catching up with other people's lists as well, in fact, let me just pull up Laurie's changes. I mean, fuck me, he wrote a fucking essay.
Just still number one?
Really? So basically, Cyberpunk is still number one, and I think this is the most Laurie thing ever. I feel like my love for Cyberpunk is being vindicated this year. No. not the greatest game of all time.
This is manifest.
It really is.
But yeah, his is unchanged, but I think Cyberpunk is solidified at number one for him. Okay, now we'll go to Dan. Your number four, please.
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring?
Yes.
Shit, man. That's dropped, hasn't it?
It's dropped by 2, I think.
Christ on a bike.
Still absolutely loved it. But then at the same point, I think... Yeah, the games that I've shifted around in my top 5 have surprised me. But when I was really wrestling with it before, I kind of was happy with the top 5 list. But they've all moved. So.
Okay.
But yeah,
fine.
Amazing game.
Fine. Alex, number 4.
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Okay. So that was. Has that gone up?
Yeah.
I think it's round about the same. I don't know.
5 to 4.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, any reason it's gone up, or is that just how
it's just the result of Zelda going down, I think, more than anything.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. My number 4 is, speaking of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Oh,
that has dropped.
Dropped a wee bit. I have, since recording our top 10s last time, I have played and finished A Link to the Past and very much loved it, but again, there's just too much good shit out there, so mm-hmm. had to fall. Let's do Lewis. Lewis, you're number four.
Thanks. New entry at four.
God. Master.
The Last of Us Part Two.
Oh.
Oh shit! This is the first Last of Us we've had on any of our lists. I think
it is.
You know, that's. Ooh. I always said when we done this just after last year, like I would probably have put The Last of Us on it by that point, and now I've come and done it, and I haven't. Which is interesting.
Well, then shut up.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
I'm surprised, Lewis. I didn't expect you to have it that. I didn't expect you to have it on your list. Let alone no. that
pre-ordered off. The new version.
No, I'm happy with the. I'll pay for the upgrade okay. on the disc that I've got.
Do you think it's he's fine. Andrew?
I'm fine with that. I'd rather not pay for it, but yeah, I'll pay the 10 or 15 quid, whatever it's going to be, to play the updated version of it. It still looks good as it is, to be honest, but they could probably be spending their time doing something else. That game stopped me playing games for 6 months.
Because nothing else compared to it.
Yeah, basically. I just wasn't fussed. Didn't want to play anything.
Has your hat got bells on it?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Fantastic. An hour and 15 minutes into the podcast.
What? He
busts out a gimmick.
So yeah. Number four.
Yeah. Hmm. I will play it.
Same.
I will give it a go. Have you not? I thought you played it as well.
I played second was one. That part I one? Played
I haven't finished
one,
it
yeah.
either. I've got to a certain part and I was like, depressed.
I think I'll play it.
Was
with
that the intro?
Like, it was. Yeah, that was one point where I could have dropped. But yeah.
It just puts you to the grinder. Like I said, I said that at the time. Never felt turmoil quite like playing that game.
I'm not looking forward to the TV show. That second season, because they're doing it in a couple of parts, aren't they? The game in two or three seasons, yeah. Which is just fucking stupid. But yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I think they're going to butcher it.
Part one was all right, wasn't it?
It was all right. It wasn't a HBO quality TV show. Though,
so. Okay. Dan's number three.
So this is the biggest drop. Breath of the Wild.
Ooh.
Come from number one down to three.
T-dubs.
Yeah. Did you do your number four, Ben?
I think I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Link to the Past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm getting the order mixed up now.
It's me that he's missing out. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm remembering myself. So you'd still put it above Tears of the Kingdom? Though?
Yes, I think Tears of the Kingdom is a better game, and it does more mm-hmm. with that world. But I think everyone knows what Breath of the Wild did to them, and I thoroughly love that game. But I think as time's gone on, I'd still put the other two games that just behind it, now above it. So,
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Alex, number three?
Elden Ring.
Good choice.
Do I think it was still three or if it was four? I don't think it's...
Was it?
Can't remember.
Lewis, have you got the...
It was three last time, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's stayed. Locked in at number three. It's good. I'm quite surprised, actually, Alex. I thought maybe that might have drifted.
No, it's one like... As Lewis says, like... As time goes on, it gets fonder. Like, the memories of it get fonder, but the will to want to play it again get... Less and less and less and less and less. But yeah, I can appreciate everything about that game. That it was
give us a
be.
DLC.
It's 2025.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, it's mental. Yeah. It's so long.
It's not a DLC. It's going to be a fucking new game, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be a silk song.
So my number three is the same as Dan. That is Breath of the Wild. So that has dropped.
Yeah. Was it number two for you, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. So, yep, again, spoken about that at length, so we can move on. Lewis, your number three, please.
Jumping up to Disco Elysium.
Shit. Why the big jump?
Yeah, so I feel.
Just a bit.
Have you played it? You've probably played it a couple of times since, haven't you?
I've...
Do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I do that kind of thing. I've played I've done another run of the... But as a different archetype.
Right. And you've bought like the vinyl and everything, haven't you? You're in
yeah.
deep.
Yeah, I've got like bits and pieces of crap on that thing there, mind me. Pieces of crap.
That is one I keep forgetting about. I think I'd quite enjoy that now. I feel like my tastes have changed a little bit since I first played it.
A good game for that handheld device.
Oh, I bet you can get it. Good offer on PlayStation as well.
Well, it was on PS Plus.
Was it?
Yeah, so you probably got it.
I don't remember claiming that.
Silly.
You know.
Silly.
That. I like to buy. okay, cool.
Keep the wheels spinning.
Getting down to the top two. Dan, what is Spicy. Your number two?
The Witcher 3.
Oh. Ooh.
Love that game.
What was it? So, where was it last time? Oh, it was number two last time. Okay, okay, cool. Witcher 3. It is really good, and I feel like we've said this 100 times on this podcast. One I need to go back to.
It's just, yeah. I mean, it's improved, and with the refresh to it, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really impressed by that next-gen update.
Yeah,
like
stunning.
Obviously, it doesn't look like, you know, we've seen the GTA 6 trailer. It doesn't look anywhere near like a modern game like that. But it, you know, if you told me it was a late PS4 game, I probably would believe you.
Agreed.
I mean, I wouldn't because I know it. Alex, your number two.
Sorry, before, Lewis. I wish I hadn't played it on the Switch Lite at EGX in 2019. I think I would have played it by now if I hadn't played it then.
That's so silly.
I know, but it's one of those games like you can't demo a game like that. You can't just jump in at a random place
on a Switch Lite.
I guess, and it was all, but the main reason for playing it was to have a shot at the brand new at that time Switch Lite. But yeah, man, what a terrible decision.
Awful.
It is still a technical marvel that it is on the Switch and that it runs quite well now.
Yeah.
Like when you look at like the Batman Arkham games that have just come out, and the one of them, I forget which one it is, just runs like absolute arse.
Must be Arkham.
And the Witcher is, yeah, I think it is. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's a great game. Great game. And I played it, I don't know, 10 hours of it last Christmas. Mm. So I think I might dip back into Christmas it this Christmas.
And I played as Geralt. I put it away. Sorry.
Alex, what's your number two?
Tetris, still.
Nice. Solid choice. Solid choice.
With all the Russia conflict going on, it's still up there.
My number two. Do you know what? Tetris, having played Tetris Effect in VR as well, it's just made me appreciate Tetris even more, because that is a special iteration of it. Even though mine is technically the Game Boy version, it's the one that's there. It just makes you realise how timeless Tetris is.
Have you watched the TV show movie yet?
Yes.
Was it good?
It was pretty good, actually.
I liked it, yeah.
Not amazing, but yeah, interesting. Mm. I watched a film. my number two is Elden Ring.
Oh. Yep. What's happened there? It's dropped one.
It's dropped one. Elden Ring's dropped one. No, not through any fault of its own. It's just it's just had to make way for something
for dumb.
Even better.
Wow.
Yeah. So there we go. Lewis, number two.
Right, so I thought this was going to be a controversial decision until you said that Mark... Oh, Duolingo, calm down.
That's his name.
Mark.
What his name?
Mark had done the same thing. So I couldn't have these two games close together. This is probably going to change. I do have these games close together, but for the sake of this list and it being different, I've had to move one completely out of it. So I have subbed out.
Will you tell us fucking game? Jesus
I've Christ. Subbed out a game, right? I've subbed out this game. So I've subbed another one out. So it's a new entry at number two.
New entry.
Advance Wars.
We're going to VAR.
This game's already been said tonight once. I've not mentioned it. Someone else has, right?
penalty.
And that game is... I'll tell you in a second. Wait there. Hang
after this commercial break.
Time wasting.
Do you have piles?
Tears of the Kingdom. I've subbed out Breath of the Wild and put Tears of the Kingdom
okay,
there.
Okay, cool.
In actuality, I'd have them both together.
Yes.
But I'm not going to do that on for this list. I just think Tears of the Kingdom just improves on everything. Doesn't have that same impact as what Breath of the Wild did.
No,
I agree.
The game that brought three of us together. Someone else came along when we played fucking Forza shite, I can't remember. yeah, game that brought us basically all together. Game that brought me back to playing games. But this is a better game. So I've gone with what's a better game opposed to what I don't know. It's tricky. It's one of these things that'll probably change. But I've opted to put Tears of the Kingdom in there at number two.
Fair enough. This probably isn't the correct forum to argue whether it is a better game or not. But I'm tempted to argue that Breath of the Wild is still a better game.
All right, play it. Play Tears of the Kingdom first and come back to me, Ben. Anyway.
if we've got...
I played 40 hours before deciding that.
If you've got historic games on there, I mean, like Super Mario Wonder is a better game than Super Mario World.
Yes.
But there's the dimension of time, isn't there? And nostalgia and all that kind of shit thrown in. So I know what you mean. But I still feel the same.
But also focus as well. Like,
there's
such a thing as like having a streamline. And as much as I said I preferred Ragnarok because it was a much bigger, more expensive thing. Like, there's a lot to be said for a game that's more honed and chiseled than...
We would all not be friends without Breath of the Wild as well.
Exactly.
True.
Think about that, Lewis.
Yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Piece of shit.
Tears of the Kingdom. Fuck you all. good. Okay. Tears of the Kingdom. And that leaves our number ones. Daniel Alfred Ward, what is your number one?
Pointing...
Yeah, so, I've heard of that game before.
Yeah, a travesty came out this year called Final Fantasy 16. And nowhere near anyone's top 10. Or should be for the year. But the annoyed, petty Dan that came out because of that game made me focus on just how much I loved Final Fantasy 9. Which is why it's jumped to number one. That is just... near perfect JRPG, and the what's he fucking saying? What are you laughing at? Okay, all of the memories from that game, but even playing it now, it still holds up. I saw like there was a fan made version released, or certain parts of it released earlier in the year, which I was just completely enamored with. I was like messaging the guy that created it. I've always gravitated towards the merchandise from that game, like the card game that's within it, just anything associated with Vivi. Just love that game to bits. So, yeah, it's jumped up considerably. But if I was to say a game that defined my childhood and my love of games, it would be Final Fantasy IX. So that's jumped.
That you just you can't argue with, can you?
No.
I'm worried that people are, but yeah.
No?
What? No, I respect your decision to put that game there. I just wish that respect would have been put
sorry,
back.
I just ran away from
I too respect that decision. Alex, number one.
My top three is non-change, so remains to be Portal 2.
Portal 2.
I mean, I did consider switching the top two because Tetris is my jam. But still Portal 2.
Tetris is my jam.
Tetris
is my jam.
Good game.
Yep. Widely regarded as one of the all-timers. So can't argue with that. So my number one is a game that I have played this year. And it's had a big impact on me, and it's a game I'd love to go back and play all over again.
I know what this
and
is.
And it is Persona 5 Royal.
Jesus! Ooh, that's a big jump for you.
It's locked in. I think about it all the time. Like, I finished it in, like, January or February of this year, and I still think about replaying it. It took me 131 hours to finish, and I still would happily go back and start it from fresh and play all the spin-offs and everything else. It's just, yeah, Dan mentioning, you know, JRPGs there, and how you said Final Fantasy IX is like a near perfect. I think this is perfect.
Yeah.
I fucking love everything about it.
I really think everything. If I finish it, it's just going to jump up my list. I know it will, but
yeah.
It's just magic.
If you said, right, you can only ever play one game again for the rest of your life, I would just have this and be all right.
Yeah.
And it's, as much as I loved Elden Ring, I think this is kind of, I don't know, it's maybe the first time where I cared a lot about the characters and actually got invested in, you know, the story, as batshit crazy as it was. I love it so much.
Great wallpaper.
I just want to own it on every platform, play it on every platform, buy every spin-off, buy the previous Persona games, play all them. It's just completely, it's got me. It's got me by the balls. And I love it.
We should play the old ones together. So I've not played them yet.
That'd be nice. Be good. Well, I'll kick me in to try 4.
Yeah, same.
You've got three mix.
Yeah, when that comes out, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I've much like you, Tears of the Kingdom, I'm around 45 hours into that. I had to go back to it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I got about 40 hours into base Persona 5 on the PlayStation. And then when it came out on Switch, I was like, okay, I'll start again. And to get 40 hours into a game and then go, actually, I'll start this again. I think that's probably testament to how much I knew I would enjoy it if it was on a platform where I could actually play it, you know, the way that I like to play games. So, good. All right, well, that's everyone's number one. Go on then, Lewis, what's yours?
I have allowed nostalgia to claim number one, so it's Ocarina of Time.
Ooh.
You let it in.
That's a jump.
It went from 2 to 1.
That's a jump.
It's a big jump. It's still a jump. The top spot.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Majora's Mask isn't on the list anymore, is that right?
Yeah, that dropped out for other reason, for no particular reason other than I was putting other stuff in there. Ask me again tomorrow and I'll be back.
Is Majora's, I haven't played them, either of them. So is Majora's Mask a better game than Ocarina, or is it basically just more of the same?
No.
Identical.
It's more of the same. I think the music is better in Majora's Mask.
More compact, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit darker. It's,
For
reasons that are removed. Breath of the Wild. I've contradicted myself by putting Ocarina of Time
That's slightly why it's interesting. Yeah.
That Ocarina of Time is the game that when I realised I liked playing computer games properly. Like I played like Lilac Wars has dropped out altogether. Played Sonic the Hedgehog, played no other fucking rubbish bump that's not in there. But when Ocarina of Time came out, I was like, yeah, I can see myself as enjoying computer games for the rest of my child life. It's progressed into being an adult. But if I was to have it one way, really, I'd have a lot of Zelda games in the top 10. But I don't want to do it like that.
No. Listening to NX a couple of weeks ago when they were talking about Ocarina did make me want to pick up my save. I admittedly didn't get very far on it when I started it earlier this year, but it's one of them where you feel like you need to see it through.
Yeah, so. I think I played it relatively recently on the 2DS XL, so I played Mark's definitive version, Ocarina of Time 3D, whatever the rest of it is. It's just a good game. I think it holds up. Holds up fine.
Always wanted to play it on the 3DS. Yeah. Still might.
I think I tried it on the 3DS and then eventually switched to the Switch version.
Okay.
Just because I prefer holding the Switch than the 3DS, basically. Good. All right. Well, that is our redefined top tens reimagined for 2023. Some interesting changes there. Some holding firm. Some interesting omissions. Lewis, I noticed you've also knocked Lilac Wars out of your top 10 as well.
Yeah. Which is, did you notice that because I just said it?
No, I was ignoring you. And
I was thinking that. I was like,
Yes, shrewd observation by me there.
Also, Super Mario World at the same time. Dropped as well.
Well, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Good. Yeah, that's it. Alex, take us out of here.
That's it for our top 10 special. So thank you all for listening. If you have enjoyed the show, please do head over to thecrossplayers.com where you can find links to our socials, Discord, YouTube and all of our content. You can also head over to patreon.com/thecrossplayers and support us from as little as £2 per month and gain access to our bonus podcast, Bin Chat, and hundreds of previous bonus episodes to keep you amused. Thank you to all of our amazing patrons for helping us produce the show, and we will see you next time. Bye all.
Bye.
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 Boom, boom, boom. Let me hit save. Bye. Bye. Kevin waiting. Thank you.